Good morning to you. Welcome, welcome. Well, I heard the funniest story this week from someone in the barbershop. They were headed down to Princeton. I guess the county fair is going on. It's either going on this week or going on sometime soon. And the Beach Boys are going to be singing down there. And I said, aren't those guys like really old? And they said, well, there's actually quite a few of them. Several of them are going to be able to be there, but they got to bring some younger guys in to do some of the high notes. And to me, that is funny from so many angles. I need you to help me today. In this first song we're doing this morning, there's a couple of whoa, whoa, whoas, and I struggle. I sound a little bit like a rooster. But I want you to help me, would you? Let's stand together and sing. Helping with the whoa, whoa, whoas this morning.
Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
Let's sing together.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood, a mortal craft and power are great, and armed with cruelty. On earth is not his equal.
I had the privilege this week on Wednesday night of singing this great old hymn written by Martin Luther with a fellow Christian who is a Lutheran from there in town. I love this hymn, and I love the Lutherans for the way they portray God. The Lutherans, God is all capable. Amen. He is the great God. He is holy. I think we can join them, don't you? Join Martin Luther and join the Lutherans this morning. Let's sing together.
Then we in our own strength confide, our striving would be to lose. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing.
Our God is capable. Our God is able. He is holy. Amen.
And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo, we will not fear, for God is good. His truth to triumph.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. The psalmist says that God knows when we lie down and when we rise up. The Old Testament story of God appearing to Jacob in a dream certainly testifies to that. In light of such a troubled past, as he journeyed toward an unknown future, God visited Jacob and reassured him of a promise. God's promise of his presence is not just a promise to travel with us. God knows where we have been and where we are going. Surely such knowledge is too wonderful for me. If God knows us better than we know ourselves, it should come as no surprise that God loves us enough to not only adopt us, but to lead us as a father. The intimate knowledge God possesses enables him to make the righteous judgments that he has done in the parable of the wheat and the weeds.
Man of Songs, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hey, can you identify with that? Ruined sinners to reclaim? That's me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we were all train wrecks before He came, before He rescued us. Lost in our own sin, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's sing that first verse again, Brother Brad. In your place in this hymn,
guilty, vile, and helpless, we spotless Lamb of God was.
Was He
to die? It is finished, was His cry. Now in heaven, exalted high. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
When He comes, our glorious King. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Praise Him for His salvation.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, oh. is a Lamb of Man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For our Lord God Almighty. God Almighty reigns. Alleluia.
Just the voices.
Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb.
Lord, in your presence today, we're reminded of what it must have been like for Isaiah to stand in your glory and witness the cherubim and the seraphim witnessing your glory and shouting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Father, we are humbled in your presence today. Makes our problems seem so small. Thank you for putting us back in touch, for renewing our perspective, for drawing our attention to your glory. Forgive us for the times that we have drawn our attention off of you. Father, we restore our focus. We love you today, Lord. Would this moment, this mountaintop experience, help to define our faith today and help us to see you? Lord, would you fill in the missing pieces, parts of you that we have not understood, and how you seek to intervene boldly into our lives. Father, fill those missing pieces in today and help us get a new sense of your glory and power and majesty. Father, we do pray for your intervention in our lives, for your divine intervention. We are your creation. You are our creator. As we think of the 100 billion stars in our galaxy and the hundreds of billions of galaxies, what is man that you are mindful of us? And the Son of Man, that you would visit us. For you made us a little lower than the angels. Father, in humility we come to you today. And as we stand before you, we feel that we should be on our faces before you. We bring to you, Lord, the problems that we have faced, that we have tried our best and we've spent so much energy on. For those problems, Lord, that we have yet to ask you to intervene in, we do it now. For those problems that we have sought you time and time again, and we have even questioned whether or not we should pray about it again, Lord, thank you for welcoming us and bringing that petition. For through that petitioning, you are growing us in grace, and you're reminding us of your glory. These trials and tribulations are temporary, but you are accomplishing in us and through us something that is of eternal glory and significance. And we bow in the brightness of your glory today. Thank you, Lord, for this moment of quietness for our souls. A stop, a full stop from everything going on in life. We open ourselves, Lord, to your will and word today. Bless now as the offering is received. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, and our ushers are going to receive the offering at this time. It's nice to have Abby back. Amen. Amen. Would you share with us, Abby, selection and song?
is how it has to be with you and me, the wonders of invisible love.